Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers now, playing only in theaters. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. It's Sophia Franklin, and you are listening to Sophia with an F, but I think I'm in the mood for a quickie. What do you think? I look at the floor underneath the door to our room, and there's an envelope that says Da Paulino on it. And my heart fucking sank. Happy mini Monday. It's magnificent, and I have a story for you. And it is a fucking story. I just hired this new cleaning lady, and I paused because is it a housekeeper or cleaning lady? I feel like both of them are fine. We'll ask her next time she's here what she feels comfortable with. So she cleaned my apartment and set out these like face towels, I guess you would call them. And she set out these hand towels, super cute, like all organized and folded, you know, in that hotel type of shit way. And it unlocked a memory that I kind of wish I would have never remembered, but it's also so funny, but it's so funny at my detriment. The story is how I got banned from one of the biggest celebrity hotspots ever in Europe, in Italy, okay? Kylie Jenner had her birthday there. LeBron James is always there. I saw Diplo when I was there. You have either been there, and if you haven't been there in the flesh, you have seen it on Instagram, every rich person's wedding, you have seen Da Paulino. Let's call it by its name. Isn't that what you're supposed to do if you're scared of something or want to overcome something? Da Paulino, the restaurant in Capri, Italy. It's the most famous restaurant of Capri, that's for sure. Why did I get banned from such restaurant? Just to set the vibes for you guys, I want to explain how I was introduced to Da Paulino. I was on vacation, Amalfi Coast. I was with my ex-boyfriend. We spend a few nights in Capri, and I post something on my story. And his friend reaches out and says, "Holy shit, no way. We are actually here too. Let's meet up." And ooh, I almost said his name. He does not deserve any fucking credit. Just know, if we ever date, your chances of getting clout are zero. I will deny I ever even knew you. Whoo, someone has some issues they need to work through. Okay, so we decide we're going to meet up with his friend because it just so happened that his friend was staying on his girlfriend's father-in-law's yacht, and we had dinner reservations at the exact same place. So dinner time rolls around, and he says, "We will pick you up at the dock." So we go to the dock. There's this tiny boat with a couple people on it, staff, and they tell us to hop in. So we're speeding on through, and we come up to a fucking monster of a yacht. A mega yacht. Two helicopter landing pads. Elevator. I don't know if that's common on mega yachts, but elevator, IMAX theater. It had to have been a staff of like 30 to 40 people just waiting on you hand and foot. It was the craziest shit I've ever seen. Like Fabulous Life of from VH1 type of shit. So that gives you some kind of idea of who I was rolling into Da Paulino with, the owner of a very famous football team. We roll up to Da Paulino. We have this gorgeous, amazing dinner. It's under like these lemon groves, and it's just filled with lemon trees that hang above you, and you drink limoncello, and they have a lemon pasta, and I fucking love lemons, by the way. Love. So that was great. That was all fun. It was really cute and funny when the bill came around, and there were a few people who actually pretended to take their wallets out, because it was like 15 of us at this round table. But also, babe, come on. This guy owns a football team. He was just on a mega yacht that he borrowed from another billionaire. I guess billionaires do that. They borrow each other's yachts. Like, you don't need to pretend to pull your wallet out. Me at every single outing I've ever gone to. So, great dinner. No complaints. Fast forward 3 years-ish, I go back to Da Paulino, older, wiser, hotter. I go with my mom and my little brother. We are ordering limoncellos left and right. Mind you, this is kind of towards the end of the vacay. And as a very like tight-knit family who love each other very much, we kind of fucking can't stand the other person at this point. Like, there's a lot of hate mixed with a lot of love. So we're getting trashed. Oh my God. I don't want to talk about this kind of restaurant and then say trashed. And we really weren't. We were getting loose. And that is what vacation is for and what Italy specifically is for. So that's happening. Then the arguments kind of start to really get more intense, and I decide to ditch these losers and go use the restroom. And Diplo happened to be there, actually, and I thought maybe if I walked past his table a few times, he would notice me and invite me to sit at his table. He did not, so I just retreated to the restroom. And there I saw it. There was this little old Italian man, so cute, folding towels. I walk into the restroom stall and I see them. And they are these washcloths that are baby blue, which is my favorite color. And between the alcohol and the kleptomania that runs in my family, because that shit is hereditary and it's starting from me, I grab a bunch of those fuckers and throw them in my bag. No shame, no shade. I needed them. I needed to have them. I threw them in. It was so obvious because there was a pile and all of a sudden there's two left. So I get back to the table. I am officially freaking out because I don't think that there could be a more embarrassing headline. Sophia Franklin caught stealing the hand towels at Da Paolino in Capri at the restaurant and shoving them in her probably fake ass beach bag. Just kidding. It was a Loewe and it was real. Okay, fuck off. We leave the restaurant. I was safe. No one brought up the towels. We are good to go. I have my nice little buzz going on. There's a little birthday cake waiting for me. We go to sleep. And here's where shit gets really, really fun, you guys. I look at the floor underneath the door to our room, and there's an envelope that says Da Paolino on it. And my heart fucking sank. And when I tell you, I have never moved so fast grabbing the hand towels and hiding them, stashing them in like one of my hoodies underneath all the clothes in my suitcase, like in a matter of seconds. And I was like, Mom, they know I took the towels. There's no way I can confess to something that embarrassing. I want to cry. I want to die. I want to go home right now. I'm going to have to tell my travel agent. She's going to also be like, what the fuck? Like, why are you going on a vacation like this if you need hand towels? Like, I was just beyond. My mom opens the envelope because I could not bear to read it. It was like an episode of The Bachelor, and I had her read it out loud. It's even worse than I thought. The envelope reads, "Hi, Miss Franklin and family. You guys left your check unpaid at Da Paolino last night. Please call the concierge so that we can get this paid. Thank you." So we skipped out on the bill. And I looked at my mom and she looked at me and I looked at Lucas and he looked at me and none of us had any idea how that happened. I thought my mom had paid it when I went to the restroom. Okay, so maybe we had a fucking more than a few limoncellos, but that's maybe one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste of Lude religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. So that is my Da Paulino story. I did go for a third time undercover. I really made sure to wear like a head scarf and a lot of jewelry, heavy makeup, because I didn't want to get caught. I have a problem because you know what I did? I stole a fucking lemon. I jumped up on my way out because I did not believe the lemons were real. And I've thought about it every single time I've gone, and they're fucking real. And I have pictures to prove it. And the fact that I ripped one off one of their beautiful lemon trees is gross. And this is my public apology. And I guess I have a klepto problem and a hand towel obsession. So that's just a little story time. Oh my goodness gracious. And you know what? I will post a picture of it, of the towel, of the lemon, of the shame the next day, of the letter. But I'm holding it up right now. Tell me it wasn't worth it. Like, that's so fucking cute. I did not just tell a story talking about how shameful and disgusted I am and end it with, oh my God, look how cute these are. Totally worth it. All right, sleuths. Thank you for dealing with my craziness. I love you. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.